in our previous lectures, we have studied the relationship between real and seeming, or emptiness and forms. Real, we mean something beyond our thinking. This is, you know, there's no way to whatever you know, we say about it. It is the just a suggestion, not real or emptiness itself. It is something beyond our thinking mind, so we call it emptiness. It is not actually something of which we can understand in terms of good or bad, real or not real. And seeming and all whatever it is, all what we say, you know, everything what we say or what we see, its forms, and we actually live in the world of forms and colors, you know. And we don't know actually what is emptiness itself. Even we call it emptiness, you know. There's some rules. How emptiness takes various forms. So, according to some rules, emptiness takes its form and color. And we are explaining about the relationship between emptiness and form, which we can see. Right now, we have been mostly discussing another philosophical way, but tonight may be better to explain it more psychological way or more physical way. According to Buddhist psychology, you know, of course we have five senses and thinking mind, and some faculty to lead our thinking mind in force, to make our thinking mind mistake. That kind of faculty we have. And there's also some faculty to point out the mistake of the seventh mind. You know, five senses and thinking mind, and that is six. Seventh one is, you know, to make our mind make mistake. That is the sixth one. Seventh one. That is the mind which let our thinking mind stick to something. There is no need to stick to something, actually. But the seventh mind make sixth mind to stick to something. The truth we think, idea we have is not always, should not be always same. It should change. But we liable to stick to some idea. Why we do so is that because of the sixth mind we explain. And that sixth mind is, of course, a mistake. We should not stick to some idea always, because everything is changing. If things in reality are changing, our mind should change also. But we liable to think something always exists, something which we see, which we saw always exists. And some conclusion we reach is always true, but it is not so. Conclusion will not be true anymore tomorrow, maybe. But we are able to stick to some conclusion or idea. That is the seventh mind. And eighth one tells us that is also a mistake. And eighth sense is at the same time a storehouse of various ideas and knowledge. And eighth sense is just the purpose of motto of the eighth sense is just to keep things as it is, old and new. Everything is mountain and river, whatever it is, what we see is always kept in our mind. That is eighth one. And it includes also not only knowledge or ideas, but also outward objects, so-called it, outward objects, objective world, including mountains and stones and rivers and water. Everything, which we call objective world is included in our eighth mind. So eighth mind or sense is both subjective and objective, and material and spiritual. But most of us are very much involved in thinking mind, and we ignore the more fundamental mind. Because we put more emphasis on thinking mind, so we ignore, our tummy, which is the center of more vegetable-like nervous system. I think you call it autonomous nervous system. This is the center of the autonomous nervous system. And, our brain is the center of thinking mind. And it, our nervous system connect both center, like this. We know many things about our brain system, but we don't know whether we have mind here or not. But from ancient time, Oriental people studied a lot about this mind. Just very, you can, I don't think you have any idea of having some mind in your belly. And to our great astonishment, the most, maybe 99% of our nervous system of more vegetable-like system, not smart-thinking nervous system. And we Chinese people call mind here is yang, and this mind here is yin. Some people understand yang is better than yin, or powerful, more powerful than yin, but that is not right. Both yin and yang is important. So, yin means something which produces many things. That is yin, like us. Us is yin and the sun is yang. And yang help producing us many things. And woman is yin and man is, a man is yang. We don't know which is more important. Anyway, both is necessary, yin and yang. And Chinese people think this mind we have here is, or this mind or nervous center, a center of vegetable-like nerves is here, right here. And this is actually, the branch of this nervous system, according to Chinese understanding of mind. So, even though you cut off our mind from this mind, you know, cutting off the connection between this mind and this mind. Still, you know, you can survive. And you still you can you will have children. Still you can eat. If you cut off this mind from in mind, this center, you know, exists. But this center stopped, you know, working. And so that is why, you know, we put emphasis on practice of here. You know. If you practice, practice Zazen, you have more active, autonomous nervous system. On the other hand, on the contrary, if you use too much thinking mind, it will affect the activity of your nervous center here, and will create some indigestion or some will create some trouble to your tummy or lung, which is in your tummy. We, you know, by the way, it means fresh, you know, and this means us, which is in. And this character means hara. This is hara. The fresh earth or in nature, fresh is here. And it is, so this is very important part. It is not just tummy is not just to keep your various things, you know, back to keep it, various things in it. It is very important. Hara. So, in our practice, we rather stop our thinking and encourage our activity of more vegetable-like nerve. And this is nearer to the understanding of reality. We analyze things for some purpose, you know. But more important thing is to support ourselves, you know, in healthy condition. And you can analyze things and think about something and try to make our life easier. But first of all, we have to keep ourselves healthy. So even though, so maybe, that is why we are now more interested in medicine or medical science rather than philosophy nowadays, I think. And when you become more interested in medical science, eventually we will be more interested in study of our own hara and Chinese people say, according to Chinese people, we have five organ in our body, and each one of them has some special not thinking but nervous activity. My friend is very and now in Japan, authority of Chinese medical medicine, and he has been he was a good student when we were studying together, but he became interested in herbs and Chinese medicine, and he is still continuing reading many books, and relationship between Zen and Chinese medicine. It is so voluminous that I have no time to follow his book. But what he described in those magazines or books is very interesting. And he has big confidence in our future medicine. which is almost banished from China and from Japan after Meiji period, when we are more interested in Western medical science. So according to our law, we cannot be a doctor unless we study Western medicine. That is the only way to be to have license as a doctor. And we have still therapy, for instance, what do you call it, to burn our skin. On some point, or to put a needle, by needle we here, we help some people. But they are just popular therapists. And they have no, they have license, but they have no license to diagnose the patient. If they come, they will see him, and of course, you know, unless he knows what is wrong with him, he cannot use his therapy. But by law, it is prohibited to make some prescription or to diagnose the patient. But if you study more, nowadays it is very difficult to read books, to collect books, because we haven't not much books even. And in China also, those valuable classics is no more. So he has very difficult time to study Chinese medicine. This is not what I wanted to talk tonight. But anyway, what I want to say is, you know, thinking mind, in our practice, you know, we rather stop our thinking mind to make our more fundamental activity active. Sometimes we say direct experience. What does it mean physically or psychologically? More to stop our thinking mind and to open our basic mind, our practice, physically speaking, or psychologically speaking. Anyway, we Western people, Eastern people, Oriental people, our base of, for Oriental people, base of our thinking is oneness, oneness. And that one will be divided, yin and yang. Yin and yang. There's no yin or yang, or seeming or reality. Quite separate element. You know, one, originally it is one element. And yin or yang is two sides of one element. So we catch, you know, our things in the picture of yin and yang, or seeming or reality. You know. That is just picture of one reality. You know. It is not. We don't think here is sin and here is reality. oh, here is yin and here is yang, you know. And yang is better than yin, or yin is better than, more powerful than yang. We don't think in that way. And our world will be divided, yin and yang. Will be divided, you know. Our world will be divided into, but temporarily we can divide it into. But it does not mean our world will be divided, yin and yang. Will be divided, you know. Our world will be divided into. But temporarily we can divide it into. But it does not mean our world is consists of yin and yang. Yin plus yang is not our world. But we, you know, tentatively divide or analyze our world into yin and yang. Do you understand the difference? So it is difference of a base of the thinking mind. Your thinking mind is based on duality, and our oriental thinking is based on more oneness. So, even though we use this kind of a formula, this is a picture of reality. You see? Just picture of reality. We understand reality in this way, that's all. It does not mean there is, you know, form and color, emptiness, something which is called emptiness, and which is something called form. Form and emptiness is originally one. But because of our rigid, limited thinking mind, or to destroy our thinking mind, we use this kind of tools. This is a tool to destroy our thinking mind. Or destroy, by destroy, I mean to be free from thinking. And tonight, I think, I have to explain this one. Form is emptiness. Excuse me. Form is form. When we call form, there is nothing but form. Form, word of form only. After we understand or accept the formula or form of emptiness, and emptiness is form, and emptiness is emptiness, we will reach the understanding of world of form only, form only. I think you will understand it, the world of form only. actually, you know. Whether you understand Buddhism or not, maybe we are actually living in the world of form only. But this form includes thinking mind too, everything. Physical and spiritual. whatever it is, but we think it's world of form only. So actually we live in world of form only. But there is a difference between Buddhist and non-Buddhist. Buddhists also live in world of form only. But there is difference. The difference is, you know, Buddhists understand form is emptiness and emptiness is form and emptiness is emptiness and form is form. But usual people do not understand emptiness is form and form is emptiness. And form is form. Emptiness is emptiness. That is the difference. Usual people, in short, do not have any experience of, doesn't practice any experience of stopping thinking mind to reach the world from emptiness is emptiness. So for usual people, you know, to lose something is very discouraging. Like the old Indian old woman, you know, who happened to see in her mirror no hair. She couldn't see one morning her own head in his mirror. So she was very much discouraged. You know. We Buddhists will not be discouraged, even though, you know, we die. Because we know form is emptiness. Originally we are empty. Originally we are not here. You know. Because we are changing moment after moment. I am here, but tomorrow I shall be quite different person because I am changing always into something else. I cough a lot tonight, but I may not cough tomorrow morning. So, I'm not same person. So, I die in 2 days, Suzuki and new Suzuki will be born in tomorrow morning. That is, our understanding of ourselves. That is the difference. But I am right here, and I am doing something. I am talking to you, and you are listening to me. So we are involved in same activity. So we are doing the same thing, but our understanding of life is different. Actually, difference is, further you understand our life in this way, with five ways or with one way, it's different. Usually we understand things. As I said, form is form. I am I. Table is table. Fire is fire. That is our usual understanding. And that understanding is called dualistic understanding. So in one way, Western culture is enemy of Oriental culture, or good husband of Oriental culture, maybe. Enemy and good husband is same thing. Not different at all. Good, good couple are always fighting, quarrel, getting into quarrel. So we say, you should not try to involved in the quarrel of husband and wife. He may be very good friend. He's so good. To continue their quarrel. But, so whatever the relationship may be, it is all right. For Buddhists, it is all right. For non-Buddhists, it is maybe the problem. So we must be able to have various picture of same reality. Do you have some question? By the way, can you hear me?
You mentioned a part of the Shulagenpa that we should read to check our practice, and I didn't hear what it was, and I'm getting very curious.
Sakura practice.
Yeah, you said that if it didn't sound absolutely right, there's something wrong with our practice. Something that we should read, some part of the Shulagenpa.
I
remember?
No, I don't remember. Shulagenpa?
I think so, I'm not sure. Shulagenpa, maybe.
When? Did you enter it?
Maybe a month ago.
When I was talking about counting, breathing exercise.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Hmm. Chakra.
To check our practice. You said to check our practice.
Oh, check.
Yeah, to check our practice.
Oh, check.
It's all right. You know,
you
said that if we read it and it didn't sound right, if it didn't sound all right, then there was something wrong with our practice. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. You know, when you think your practice all right, you know. That is not all right. So you just, you know, you should just say whether it is all right or not all right, doesn't matter. Do you understand? But difficult, you know. When you say this is all right or this is not all right, that is here, like here, not here. So we should not be bothered by this one.
Can this mind be perceived by this mind?
By this mind? No. No, no. This is very limited mind.
This mind be perceived by this mind?
This mind is supporting. This mind is supporting this one. This is branch office, actually. So he doesn't know, you know what is going on here.
Is this mind perceive itself?
No. The mind perceives something is here. This is, so you call it autonomous. You know. Autonomous nervous system. And anyway, some American doctor, according to him, some American doctor put the emphasis on mind here. I don't know who he is.
Why do we need to study about Zen and listen to lectures about Zen when we're not supposed to be bothered by it?
Yeah, because now we are always involved in thinking mind only, and we have not much ability to free our mind from thinking mind. That is fine. So those formula is to destroy the attachment to thinking mind. This is a kind of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are intellectual beings, so the thought should be also intellectual, or else it doesn't work. So we use this kind of, you know, logic or thinking formula. So this formula itself, themselves doesn't mean much. This is just thought, cut off something. Something we should not involve in too much. That is why we study this kind of thing. And because we are intellectual, because we are so intellectual, it is necessary, you know, to intellectualize our intellectuality. And to be free from it. That is why we study those things. But actually, if you practice zazen, that is enough. But what is real practice is, will be the problem. You know? So, to know what is right practice, also we use this kind of suggestion or tool. Hi.
Once you said in a lecture that if we're thinking while we're eating, we're not doing good practice of eating, but we're doing good practice of thinking. Should we, as then, as beginning Zen students, try to avoid occupations that require using the thinking mind, or is there a way to keep up our practice in jobs that make us think?
Yeah, and you know, there may be, you know, maybe tentatively you can classify our work in two ways. Physical work and mental work. So physical work, when you when you scrap floor, we don't have to think. In that case, a student who is practicing on koa mu, he can, you know, practice koa study even in scrapping floor, because he's not using his head. And koan practice is mostly, the purpose of koan study is to give up thinking mind. Anyway, it is practice of mind. So you can do that, you know. But when you are counting something, you cannot, you know, study koan practice. So, in that case, I think it is your practice should be to do your job, you know, or to think only your job and without thinking some other things. That is, in that case, our practice. We say one thing only, practice. When we, why this is practice is when we are involved in only one thing, you know, it is only one activity, only one kind of activity, then your mind will not be disturbed, because you do not, you are not involved in some other things. So it means that your thinking activity includes everything. Well, there is nothing but your thinking world at that time. That is, you know, the world of form is form only. There is no other thing. Just existed your your thinking activity at that time. So if that kind of thinking activity continues, that is the world of form only. That is one, a kind of practice.
Is it possible for Zen monks to disagree among themselves?
Yeah. It is possible. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you should, you know, understand. Some others are understanding too. You know, there are so many formulas. So you shouldn't be, you know. Although there are so many formulas, you know, it is actually it is just one formula. One formula will be, you know, understood in five ways. That's all. So, not to disagree is maybe agree with it. To agree with it, maybe not to agree with it. Or whether agree or whether agree or not agree or not disagree. We don't stick to it, that's all. You can say no, but that's all.
We are constantly changing. Is there anything left over that doesn't change?
No, nothing. Nothing. If there is something point out, but it is, you cannot. This doesn't change. You cannot say. That is, you know, our understanding. You know, for you, you know, there may be something changes and something which doesn't change. But that is not true with Buddhists. Everything changes, including Buddha himself.
If you're constantly changing in the moment, what gives the continuity of being the same person?
Continuity, same person.
What gives the appearance of being the same person all the time? Continuity,
you know. Continuity is like some, you know, some current, you know. continuity, we say. But that continuity is like something, some thread, you know. You may think this world consists of, you know, long thread, like this. Continuity may be the thread, you know. And that thread will be, if you draw like this, will be a big ball. That is our world, maybe. That is not our understanding. So we say, as Nishida said, if we understand our world is unfolding of a truth, you know, we will lose one side of the truth. The one side of the truth is, what is the relationship between one thread, you know? This is just one thread. It means the unfolding of one truth, you know. Just thread. Just thread. What is the, you know, relationship between A and B? This side is missing in this understanding. So when we say everything changes, you know, it means that we are related to everything, you know, this way. And we are related to future, you know, to the future being and past being. So this is rather difficult to explain, you know, how this world is consists of. And your question, you see, when you ask that question, your understanding is based on this world is, you know, consists of long thread, but it is not actually so. You know, this kind of lecture is, you know, for the training of our thinking mind to get. To be free from our thinking mind and to utilize thinking mind fully, we study this kind of thing. Did you understand? What I want to say is, you are still, you know, stick to thinking mind, and there is something, you know, which I should explain. Your question is based on the understanding of unfolding of the truth about this reality. The reality is something which is not possible to explain what it is. If we say, you know, we are part of reality, you know, that is also a mistake. As you said, you know, if we are a part of it, you know, what is the relationship between, you know, you in this moment and you in next moment? We don't know what to think, what to say. That is right. And we don't know what to say is the last one here. Say something. No. We say, if you say something, you will get satisfied. And if you don't, you will get that is true understanding.
Listening to your lectures, can we, I find it very hard to listen to the balance of my thinking mind and my heart of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just maybe count my breathing, if I use my thinking mind, I find in my eyes I have some questions,
yeah,
and then I start following that, and I lose your lecture again. So should we listen to your lecture
with thinking mind? Yeah. This is, you know, the training of our thinking mind. And if you give lecture like this, it will be good training. Following the thinking mind and, you know, giving freedom to thinking mind. That is how you give, how you make teisho. Teisho means, you know, does not mean to give you some idea, you know, but to give good suggestion to the reality. That is, te is to take up something. This is it, it's teisho.
Roshi, if everything is always changing,
Hi.
Would that not mean, in effect, that nothing ever changed?
Affect?
Well, would not that, if everything is always changing,
uh-huh,
then nothing is changing. Then there is no change. If everything is always changing,
uh-huh,
the change would, in effect, cancel the change, making nothing change, mm-hmm. If everything is always changing,
yeah,
then nothing is changing.
Nothing is changing.
Everything is changing.
Yeah, nothing is changing. Yeah, that's right understanding. So this is just a game of the world. Everything changes. It means nothing changes. You know, everything changes. Nothing changes. But if you, because you see, you know, just one part of it, you know, it changes. But if everything is changing, you know, one big fall, big thing is is not changing. Something is always there. But it is changing. But as Prajnaparamita Sutra said, doesn't, you know, increase, doesn't decrease. It doesn't be tainted. It doesn't be it will not be pure, or it will not be impure. And this is, you know, actually, there two ways of listening to the lecture. One is to listen to it as an exercise of your thinking mind. And the other is, you know, to know our practice precisely. How much we, you know, we have, how much freedom we have from thinking mind. So, if you are disturbed by my lecture, you know, there's something that is, it means you still stick to some idea, you know, some way of thinking. So, how you, I answer to the question is to, you know, to find out what kind of thinking mind he has, and explain his, you know, own thinking mind, and let him realize his thinking mind is not always right. So he will give up his own thinking mind, his way of thinking mind, which he always sticks to.